It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, our old annual special guest, Colonel Frank Pacello, is here to talk about next week's Winter Sports Clinic in Aspen, which actually gets underway over the weekend. Kim Dose is working with the Western Slope Veterans Coalition as part of a degree program at CMC, or Colorado Mountain College, as they now prefer to be called, I guess. They kind of go back and forth on that from time to time. Sociology is your degree.
Social work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is like an extended internship that you're going through?
No, CMC has requested that as part of the social work degree that we do 80 hours of community work with an organization in the community. And Western Slope Veterans Coalition was on that list, and I zeroed in on them and contacted them and started working with John Pettit right away.
John's a pretty neat guy.
John is amazing.
As is this guy here, too, I would say. Lots of stories. Mm-hmm. I hear different stories every single time you come in, Frank, and I should start recording all the stories, too. I could probably write a book. Have you ever thought about that, by the way?
It's funny. My friends all keep telling me I should write a book, but I'd have to write about six books because I was a scout leader, and I could write a whole book about being a scout leader with my scout troop and the kids in that troop. And then growing up, I had a kind of interesting life. I could write a book about that. And then military life, and then my private business life was kind of interesting too. And it's all been good though. I don't think anybody would be interested in reading anything. So, there have been a couple books written that I'm in, but that's bad enough.
Yeah. I would disagree about that. But you're not here to talk about any of that stuff. You're actually here to talk about the Winter Sports Clinic, which, speaking of which, your business life, you have actually supported from a financial standpoint from the very beginning, haven't
33
you?
33 years.
Yeah.
Now. This is our 33rd year. For me personally, I mean, obviously, I started with Sprint. I got the call back in 33 years ago from a guy, Sandy Trombetta, who started the thing out here at Grand Junction. And he needed some money to take a guy skiing, and I thought Sandy was a Vietnam veteran. He was a nurse in Vietnam, corpsman, and he ended up being a nurse at Grand Junction and ended up starting this clinic with a couple skiers. And he called me. He said he needed some money, quite a bit of money, and, of course, I had a budget at Sprint. I could do pretty much anything I wanted, and I said, well, how much do you want? And he said, a couple thousand dollars. I said, to go skiing in Grand Junction? He said, well, these guys don't have any legs. I said, what? You know, this is 33 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I said, all right, I'm going to give you the money. I'm coming out there, and I want to see these guys ski. I'm thinking maybe Sandy might be buying a car or something. And bigger in life, he needed the money to buy the sleds for these guys to take them skiing as a therapy type thing.
And that was the beginning, of
then,
what we now know as the Disabled DAV. American Veterans Winter Sports Clinic that seems to get bigger every single year. So many people are involved. Is it like 3-to-1 volunteers that help out compared to?
At least 3-to-1. And John Pettit, who you mentioned, is a volunteer as a ski instructor.
Yep.
Let me just say a little bit about that. I know John was involved in this because we talk all the time by email, and he's come back to East a couple times with friends, and so he got involved in this thing. And what they put together out here, Gabe, is unbelievable. I come in from the East Coast and I see what they're doing. First of all, the facility is superb. They've done a great job, donated by the county, and I was really impressed when I saw that. But what really is impressive is to see these men and women come in, and they have coffee and donuts, and they can sit around with people who served and share experiences. It's got to have a therapeutic value for these guys. I mean, you know, PTSD is a problem, and for people just to be able to get out and talk about it, I probably went through it myself and didn't, you know, my wife probably put up with me more than anybody, but I'm not the kind of person that, you know, gets down, or I'm not a very I don't get desperate, you know, or suicidal or any of that kind of stuff. And but to see these people, they can come out and they can talk to each other and have a cup of coffee and donuts, and they got a great place to talk about, and they get together every week there. It's just a wonderful thing. I see the value of it as a
You know, it's interesting talking to you and Dick Merritt over the years. Obviously, you had a lot of people under your command from time to time, and there's a lot of honor in serving in the military. You and Colonel Merritt both believe, I think very strongly, that you'd still take care of your guys in any way you can.
It's funny you do that, and the people that I gravitated to in the Marine Corps were the leaders that were leaders. In fact, I gave you a shirt on the back of it. It says, when you lead from the front, you never have to worry about what's going on or ask what's going on in the rear. And that was a Marine general that said that, Al Gray. And he's probably one of the best commandants we ever had. He was a Marine's Marine. And I've used his sayings. They have things called Grayisms, and they have a whole book of them. And he and I are still good friends, and we get together quite often. And but anyhow, you stay close to your people. And I just enjoy doing that, scouting, whatever, you know. And the thing that I feel really good about, I've been a scoutmaster for over 40 years, and I've been involved in scouting for almost 60 years as a scout myself. And Dennis's three sons are Eagle Scouts in my troop, Dennis Pohl.
Dennis is Frank's right. You always call him your driver. Although today when you showed up, you called him your bodyguard.
My bodyguard.
Who is currently asleep on the couch in the lobby of the radio station.
And my wife tells people he's my only friend.
I know that's not true. I don't think everybody you meet is your friend, I think.
You only need one good friend if Dennis is that guy for me.
All right, fair enough.
Actually, I have a couple guys.
I appreciate that.
He was my assistant scoutmaster for 30 years. So
Dennis was?
Yeah.
No wonder you guys have such... They're a little bit like, I forget the two guys on The Odd Couple. And then the Muppets, the two guys in the balcony.
The Muppet, Dennis hears that. But yeah, The Odd Couple. Yeah. I keep telling everybody, most guys get a good looking wife, I get him.
So when you're here for the Winter Sports Clinic, Frank, do you have any official capacity that you're serving, or do you just like to come and interact with other service members and check up on this event that you've been a part of for 33 years?
Well, I'm a sponsor, so I could just give the money and not come. But for years, Gabe, we came out when I first started coming out with Sprint. We brought the whole communications team with us. We provided all the cell phones, the communications. And then over the years, I retired, that's kind of died down a little bit. Sprint just gives money.
That would have been like 86, right?
Around 86,
Were you setting up temporary cell towers, or how were you doing
We brought vans out from Denver. We had a big operation in Denver, and we brought our vans out, and we provided cell phones. Well, they didn't have cell phones back then, but they were mobile devices that they could talk on.
Okay.
And we did all the data work, the computers. We provided like 20 computers and...
Wow.
And we donated quite a bit of money. And also, back in those days, they had phone cards. You remember the phone cards?
Oh, sure, of course.
Yeah,
long-distance calls.
We gave them prepaid cards. We brought in maybe 10,000 prepaid cards to give out. We had a logo. We put that Winter Sports Clinic logo on. And so we did all that. And then over the years, when I retired from Sprint, my wife informed me, after a few years, I kept telling her she should come out and see this. And so I think it was maybe 8 years we were doing it. My wife decided to come out with me. And so she started helping out, giving water and skiing. Yeah, she was a good skier at the point. And she would ski down with some people, just help them out. She wasn't that good that she could guide them, but ski along with them. And she went snowshoeing with them and did the things that she liked to do and helped out where she could, water. And some of these people need help just to get up on the chairs, you know. And so we have had all of our children out to volunteer. We've had our grandchildren. All of my grandchildren except my youngest have been out. And he'll be out next year. He's going to be in high school. And he's going to come out and work for a week because I want them to understand what it means to help people with real disabilities, and they've all benefited by it. They all, you know, they tell me, Pop, this is unbelievable, you know.
Pop, I forgot that.
I'm Pop.
You've talked a lot about that over the years.
And the kids, and let me just say this about my grandchildren: they've all turned out very well. They're all good, well-grounded kids. I have three in the Midwest. My daughter married a Marine from Wisconsin, so they're from Wisconsin now. And one of them is out of college, one of them is in college, and one's just graduating from high school, all three girls. And one of them's an All-American track and field this year at St. Cloud State. She's also an academic All-American. Her older sister went to USF, and she's working in Philadelphia as a magazine. She writes for a magazine and the Philadelphia Inquirer. And she's doing very well.
How's Scott doing in his
Scott's
family?
Doing really well. He was just out here last week with William, because William's only in eighth grade, so his school break was last week, so they brought him out skiing. But he'll be out next year with William to volunteer. And my middle grandson, Scotty, is at the University of Alabama. He's a junior this year, rather. He'll be a senior next year. And he's got his full scholarship, and he's going to go in the Army as a lieutenant when he graduates.
So following in you and his dad's footsteps.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. I'm sorry, in the Army. Yeah.
My son's an Army colonel, and his wife's a lieutenant colonel in the Army. Right. Yeah, so
that's all kids rebel. That's the way Scott rebelled against you, is he went in the Army rather than Marines.
Yeah. Right? Well, my wife would always say he's too much of a gentleman to be a Marine. So. But he's been in Afghanistan and Iraq and done all the things that military guys do, and I'm very proud of him. He's really a good soldier.
Again, the DAV Winter Sports Clinic starts actually on Saturday. That's when you have your Marine Corps banquet, right?
No. The Marine banquet is Monday night.
Okay.
We always do it the Monday night. But Saturday night's the sponsor dinner.
Okay.
And then Sunday is the actual kickoff of the Winter Sports Clinic with the guys jumping in. They'll have some veterans jump in, you know, with parachutes. And they'll have the people at Snowmass opened up the restaurants, and they have they offer a little bit of food at all the restaurants for everybody. They have like a buffet on the main street at Snowmass. And then they'll have an opening ceremony that night, and then Monday will kick off the skiing and everything. All the events will kick. There'll be about 500 veterans, and then there'll be about 3,000 or 4,000 people helping to support between the ski instructors, the snowshoe, the people who fly fishing, sled hockey up at Aspen, kayaking.
And it's kind of a rotation, right? So you've got 5 days of events. For instance, at the Glenwood Elks Lodge, they serve lunch all 5 days, but it's a different group of veterans that come in every single day.
Every day it's a different group to come in. And for lunch at the Glenwood, they go to the hot springs over here. They open the hot springs up to the veterans for free, and that's a great thing. And it's a great thing for them to do that, yeah.
And, again, about 500 veterans, but you multiply all the people that are necessary to come with them and help them and support them. And that's in addition to all the local volunteers.
Absolutely.
You know, we've talked so much about the Elks over the years. The Elks in Denver, Elks clubs will help transfer veterans from, you know, the bigger planes to the smaller planes, because they actually fly into Aspen.
Absolutely. That's right.
The Aspen Elks actually meet them at the airport.
Right.
They help transfer them there. Glenwood and Rifle Elks, the Glenwood Elks Club feeds them, and then the Rifle Elks, I think they help out just in any way that they're available.
Well, they also help cook and serve the food. A couple of the guys from Rifle are chefs, and they really put out a great meal. What's interesting, they put out a game-type meal. You know, they have venison.
Yeah, it's like elk and venison. And I think
bear
they've
meat.
Yeah, exactly. Just all kinds of exotic meat that I guess we kind of take for granted that maybe in a larger city or in other parts of the country may not be as big a deal.
By the way, the national commander of Dennis Nixon, I believe, is the national commander this year. He's a Marine amputee also from Vietnam.
Of the DAV.
Yeah. He's a DAV national commander. He'll be out here. Probably the VA, the director of the VA, will be here. Who else? Last year, Dave Riley was Dave Riley is quad amputee, both legs, both arms. Mm-hmm. And I had him speak at Colorado Mountain College last year, 2 years ago. I brought him up to speak to the students up there.
Was that during the winter sports clinic? That was later on, wasn't it?
No, it was during the clinic. Okay. I think it was on Thursday of the clinic. John Pettit actually asked me if we could do that, and I got Dave and his wife. Dennis and I drove him up, and he came in and spoke to the students there. Some of them are adults. They're older
people. Yeah, but anybody younger than you is a kid.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's my philosophy anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave Riley, and he's a great example, obviously, any number of things. But one thing that I always think of when I think of Dave Riley, he was in the Coast Guard.
He was a Coast Guard rescue swimmer.
We don't always think of the Coast Guard as the military,
right?
And they are.
They are, absolutely.
Actually, have I told you this joke? John Pettit from the Western Slope Veterans Coalition was here. Actually, it's a story, not a joke.
Yeah.
It just has a funny ending, which is kind of the definition of a joke. Anyway, he was here and he was talking about the flags that they had at the Veterans Coalition. And I said, okay. And he told me, he said, we've got
Army.
Six flags.
Right.
Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. And there's this long pause, and he looks at me and says, the U.S. flag?
That's John. Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, and so of course it was clear that there was no Colorado flag, so we took care of that. We made sure that there was
they
one.
They got
over
a Colorado
there,
flag then.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of that would kind of be an important one, you know.
It is.
I thought it was kind of one of those funny moments that showing my ignorance, I guess, once again. Again, the 33rd Annual Disabled American Veterans Winter Sports Clinic happens next week, so that would be April 3rd through the 5th. Actually, again, starts with some events over the weekend.
Yeah, and Sunday. Yeah.
The Marine Corps dinner on Monday night, different events throughout the week.
Right. Well, during the week, Gabe, you know, they have entertainment at night. They bring celebrity bands in. The younger people know some. I don't know, recognize some of the bands, but they – because I'm more into the Frank Sinatra type stuff, and
he's not doing too many shows
no,
anymore. We'll drop a few names. We'll see if we recognize them.
Well, we've had John Corbett, who is he's a movie star. He's got a rock and roll band, which I've told John a few times. You ought to stay in the movie business because the band is loud. But he's also a good friend of Bo Derek's, who used to be. You probably don't know who Bo Derek is, but when my day she was number 10. Which means good things. And she's still about a 9 3/4.
I was a little young to understand what it meant, but I remember the movie 10. And
do you really?
Yeah. What was the other one? It was like in the desert in Africa. What was the name of that one?
I don't know. I'm not a big
you remember the movie.
I remember the movie. Right. I don't remember the title.
Well, she's a wonderful person, by the way, and the vets love her, obviously. And you can tell she's genuine. She hugs these guys. The vets love that she gives out the medals when she's here. And
that's very sweet.
And she's there all day giving out medals. On Friday's a big medal day.
That's great.
And that's the other thing I do. I give out medals. I don't do them all day, but I'll do a couple hours of presenting medals. I try to get the Marines everybody gets a medal that finishes on Friday, the downhill skiing, and we give them like an Olympic medal, and we present that at a big ceremony at the Snowmass Mall, and
that's
great. She's usually up there and takes a picture with the vet, you know, and that's a good thing. And,
Frank, what advice would you give to average lay people that may happen to see some of these veterans around? Say hello.
Say hello.
Shake their hand.
Don't be afraid. You know, it's a little scary sometimes when you see a person that's got no hands, but he's got hooks. But there's still people behind all that, and they're good people. And they want to be treated just like anybody else. They don't want to be singled out as being handicapped because they don't feel handicapped. They're out here skiing.
They're
out here snowboarding, sledding, ski sleds, snowmobiling, fishing. And we used to do, they do archery. And so they want to be, they're people. I mean, they're not, I guess the word that pops into my mind, they're not freaks. They've served their country, and as a result of serving their country, they were injured. And the injuries are not something that they're staying home and dwelling on. They're out here trying to do what everybody does. They don't recognize the handicap. Like, can you imagine skiing down a slope when you're blind? I can't imagine walking anywhere when you're blind, but to get on a slope, get off of a ski lift, and ski down. Now, somebody's with them, but they don't see anything when they're going down. It's just that sensation. It's got to be a death-defying experience, I think.
And yet, it's a reminder that they're still living and they're still alive.
They are alive, exactly right. You that's it right there. And they're not sitting in a corner, you know, moping about, you know, feeling sorry for themselves. And they do a lot for other people too. By the way, they get out and help other vets. Their attitude and their spirit is unbelievably good.
Frank, you brought multiple pages with you to talk about. I mean, is there anything that you wanted to talk about that we haven't covered? I feel like we spent a lot of time telling stories and not a lot of time actually talking about the Winter Sports Clinic.
Well, the
but
clinic.
Again, it is more of a it's not necessarily a public event, you know, where there's a specific location where people can go. It's more of an awareness thing.
It's an awareness thing, right.
Kim, maybe that would be a good question for you, actually. Mm-hmm. That's kind of why you're here, is your social work studies at CMC and your internship with the Veterans Coalition. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should ask you the same question I asked Frank. I assume you did not serve.
Correct.
What would you say to someone that might see one of these veterans out and about next week? Again, 500 veterans and about six times that many other support staff and volunteers that'll be out and about.
I think just engage with them, support them. Mm-hmm. You know, exactly what Frank just said.
How long have you been working with John at the Veterans Coalition, by the way?
John and I started in January.
Okay.
And he had great ideas about what he wanted to do. He really wanted to get the veterans' stories out there, and I thought that was a great idea. And we had tremendous feedback from the article, from the community, just saying thank you for talking about this, and especially talking about local veterans and what the coalition is doing right now to support local veterans.
A lot of veterans aren't really comfortable discussing in an open forum. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's one of the reasons why the Western Salt Veterans Coalition has been so successful doing what it's doing, because it's a group of veterans and their families talking about their experiences. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different context. Mm-hmm. Do you find that it's difficult getting these veterans to discuss these stories?
Well, I sat down with John in January, and you know, I told him what I wanted to talk about, you know, with the first story, and he said, "Oh, I don't want to be in it. I don't want to be in it." And it took me a minute to get him talking. But once he started talking, it was an amazing story. And so I started writing it, and then I really wanted to start with John, and then talk about Jesse and Casey. And as I continued writing the story, John's story just became so important to kind of start it off, and he just started giving me more details, and he really started getting engaged in it, and then we were able to talk about what we want to do and talk about Jesse and Casey and their stories. So and then I just talked with Pat Hammond, a veteran nurse who served in Vietnam, and got her story. I have a couple more in the queue about local veterans. So yeah, we're really excited.
She's one of the people out here. We were talking about this earlier, that very quietly helps veterans in a special way. And the other one is a woman named Kathy Ennis. Kathy is the mother of a veteran. Kathy's a Marine veteran herself. Her husband's a Marine who was a disabled Marine veteran, because he's working now, but was injured in the Marine Corps. And her daughter was a helicopter crew chief in Afghanistan, shot down and lost a leg and was very badly injured. And her daughter had moved out here to Glenwood, and she's been given one of the homes for heroes. And evidently her daughter is going to climb Mount Everest here in a few weeks with one leg. But she lives here in Glenwood now, and Kathy's going to move to Glenwood with her husband. They're in the process of moving from Alabama to here because her daughter's here. But her daughter now is on the way to Mount Everest, and she's quite a special person. And Kathy Ennis is a special person working with us.
You know, I wonder if it is the military service or if it's just the general human desire to have a meaningful impact. Being in a lot of people's eyes disabled, missing a leg, and still, whatever, I'm still going to climb Mount Everest.
Right.
I'd say that takes some mettle, some courage.
I have not met Kirsty Ennis, who is Kathy's daughter, but she's got to be a very special person. She's very upbeat and very pro doing things. Evidently, Prince Harry from the UK says she's one of his heroes and for what she's doing and what she's done, and that's a good thing. I think that what I see happening, people helping vets, that they're not just vets, but
right.
It's a good thing.
And Prince Harry served as well.
He did. He was a helicopter pilot in the Royal Navy. And I'm not sure who he married. Was it Meghan Markle or the...
It's, you know, it's
yes,
hard enough for me to keep up with American politics.
I don't know the celebrity thing too much. After I read the sports page and...
Right? Well, the important stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what, Kim, thank you for mentioning Jesse Beckius and Casey Owens. Of course, the Western Slope Veterans Coalition office carries their names. That's really the reason why Western Slope Veterans Coalition exists, is to try and give veterans an outlet, other similar-minded people, other people that have served that they can talk to, and hopefully they can continue to be a part of society and feel like they belong. I think that's really the bottom line of the Veterans Coalition, and still going strong, continuing to get stronger every day.
Yeah, I was there yesterday for coffee and donuts. John invited me, and I interviewed another Marine, and I walked into that room, and it was really powerful. I walked in.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't it such a humbling experience? You and I have absolutely no context for what they've gone through.
Right.
I can only imagine you being a fly on the wall in that room.
It was amazing. This is the most fun I've had in months yesterday. Just going in there. And, you know, I walked in, and I think every branch was represented yesterday.
They were.
Men and women.
They were.
They were all there. And you walk in, and you know, everybody's in their hats, and they have their the pins from their uniforms on. And I was so proud. And just sitting there listening to them, telling their stories, joking, just having a good time. It was amazing. It was really powerful yesterday.
It was powerful for me, too. I was just, you know, I don't do much of that with veterans back east. I mean, I'm involved in a couple of military things with Marines. I'm in an order group called the Order of St. Crispin. It's a Marine infantry group. There's only about 80 of us that serve in it. And it's part of, you have to be a combat veteran, decorated. And so there's a lot of Marines that can't even be in this group because they weren't in combat, believe it or not. But that's I do that once every 3 months with some old guys that you know, come and have lunch. And the Marine Corps, this group, St. Crispin, Crispin and Crispian were bootmakers, and the Feast of St. Crispin. Henry V spoke about it on St. Crispin's Day when the archers defeated the French with their small group of archers. And I asked the guy that started the group, General Ed Simmons, why do we have, you know, the Army's got all these very exotic people, St. Barbara. We got two shoemakers to be our patron saints. He said, well, what are their infantry guys? What better thing than to have infantry guys? You have bootmakers. They were martyrs, too, by the way. The Romans martyred them, Christian martyrs. And So I've been to St. Crispin since about 35 years. I came to the second meeting and got inducted into it and didn't realize what was happening at the time.
I thought you were going to say you missed a meeting and they put you in charge.
No. They invited me to lunch, and I thought that was all it was a lunch. And next thing I know, I'm getting a coin, and I'm in the group, you know. And, now I'm the herald of the group.
Right. You know, it's a little unusual for us to do an interview without a, you know, some kind of call to action about a fundraiser or something like that. Again, it's just kind of awareness today.
Right.
Again, you'll see a lot of people potentially, particularly up valley, I suppose, from Glenwood to Aspen, but you may see some of these veterans in the Hot Springs pool, as well as, you know, just around at the Elks Lodge out in West Glenwood. And, right. You know, everybody has a little bit different experience, but Frank, I like what you said. You know, it's okay to go up and say hello.
Right.
Some may be interested in sharing stories. Others, you know, maybe not be to that point yet. But
Gabe,
it's okay to say hello.
Say thank you for your service, if nothing else. And it means a lot to these men and women both. And it's a good thing. I was going to say if anybody wants to get more involved, they have a Winter Sports Clinic has a website, Miracles on a Mountainside, or the DAV Winter Sports Clinic. Either one will get them to the website. They've got a great website.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so I think I saw it last night.
Yeah. So Google Miracles on a Mountainside or DAV Winter Sports Clinic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can learn.
And
more.
There's opportunities. If they want to be a sponsor, they can do that. But if they can do other things too, volunteer, you know, offer a volunteer. And
yeah, thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah. So.
Any final comments, either one of you?
No, thank you for having us.
Can I mention a couple of things? We have a couple of things coming up at the Coalition downtown. We are going to have a job fair in June. We're going to invite veterans to come down. We'll look at your resume, help with computer skills, tell, you know, sometimes they when you've been in for 5 or 10 years, you come out and it's hard to get back into the civilian world, and everything has changed. I mean, even applying for a job. So just helping them, you know, get past some of those hurdles. We're also trying to do a scholarship through CMC for a local veteran who will have an opportunity to get an IT certification through Colorado Mountain College.
Great.
So we're really excited about that. So just.
Great. Of course, you can learn more about the Veterans Coalition at WesternSlopeVeteransCoalition.org. Mm-hmm. And again, if you're a veteran or there's a veteran in your family, you're always invited to the Thursday morning coffee and donuts at the Veterans Coalition office there at the corner of 8th and Colorado in downtown Glenwood at the Jesse Beckius, Casey Owens, Western Slope Veterans Coalition Center.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you both very much. And I guess if not until next year, we'll see you then. What's the smirk for, Frank?
I'm just smiling because that's good. I mean, I was just thinking about the center of the Beck. I spoke when they dedicated the flagpole. John donated a flagpole.
That's right.
And John was in the hospital. So he said, Frank, I want you to give a speech out when they at the high school where they mm-hmm. put the flagpole.
Uh-huh.
And I gave a speech, and of course, and it was moving because, you know, he had just committed suicide. And suicide is a major problem with our veterans today. And
yes, it is.
It's something that it's something that I don't dwell on because of something, you know, I just haven't.
Well, but how many people under your command have you lost in the last, you know, 45, 50 years?
I've lost a few, and more than I like to think about. And, but it's a sad situation. And
that's why you continue to come back here
yeah.
every single year to yeah. help support these disabled veterans.
Yeah. See, I have to tell a story. When I was in the hospital, I had an event. We're not on the air, are we? Are we on air?
Well, I'm recording. Right. I mean, I haven't
right.
stopped.
So I'm in the hospital, and I'm having an event. No fault of the nurses, but she over-medicated me one night when I'm trying to get this 20 pounds of fluid on, and I'm having a cardiac incident. My wife's a medical person; she was spending the night with me. So the nurse said, "Well, your husband is having an anxiety attack." My wife said, "My husband makes other people anxious. He doesn't have anxiety. He's having a heart attack." She went and got the head nurse. She said, "Yeah, he's having a heart attack." Because of the valve, right? So they rushed me into the cardiac unit and fixed me up there for like 2 weeks. I had to stay there and get the cardiac thing, get the fluid thing squared away. And but it's kind of funny. My wife said, She's telling me, I can't breathe. I'm going, you know, and my wife, the nurse said, well, he's having an anxiety attack. So I said, no, no, no. My husband, this is a heart attack, not a cardiac attack.
That's one of those situations where knowing your patient is
very helpful. Well, you've been 57 years, so I guess she
right.
She'd speak authoritatively on what I do and don't do.
That's a great story. Another great story. Make sure you put that one in the book, okay?
Right.
All right. Well, all the best to both of you. Again, if you want to learn more, or you want to find out how you can get involved with the DAV Winter Sports Clinic, just search for Miracles on a Mountaintop or DAV Winter Sports Clinic, and you can find out more. Because there are a number of volunteer and financial opportunities. Perhaps the field is full this year, but you can get involved in future years, of course. Yeah. All right. All the best, Frank. Safe travels.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service,
sir.
Thank
you, Kim, for being here.
Thank you, Frank.
Kim, good to see you again.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.